Eicha Perek Gimel, Pasuk Nun Ches. The last three letters of the Aleph Beis make up the last nine psukim of the longest perek in Eicha, the 66 pasuk perek, where every pasuk is just a bite-sized breath of a concept. Rav to Hashem, Rivei Nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you pleaded my cause. Go'al to Chayo, you redeemed my life. You did it. So now we are confident that Hashem is listening and Hashem is responding. The last section of this perek, the last three letters, the Gever is now trying to lead all of Klal Yisrael to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives his own life and experiences as an example for us to listen to. Hashem championed my cause. Hashem fought my battles for me. Not just like in the earlier psukim, listening to me, but now fighting on my behalf. How do we survive the Scud missiles? How do we survive the Intifada? How do we survive the multiplicity of nations making deals with Iran that culminate in our destruction? How? Hashem is Ravto Rivai. Nun Tesro Iso Hashem Avososi. You have seen wrong done to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shifata Mishpati. Shafta Mishpati. Judge my cause. Shafta is past tense. So it could be Hashem has judged our cause being righteous. Rashi says, however, most of the Mefarshim say that it's a plea to move forward. Shafta Mishpati, you should please judge my case. If we go to so-called objective international observers, our case is not going to be judged favorably. But before the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have a chance. Ra'isa kol nikmasam. You have seen all of their acts of vengeance. So even if we deserve to be punished, but did you see how terribly they have treated us? All they want is vengeance. They want to massacre us all. They want to destroy us all. Kol machshavo sam li. All of their plots, all of their devices against me. So in these last two psukim, the Gever is confident. Hashem is looking. Hashem is watching. So earlier in the parak, we asked Hashem, see, look. Halavai, pay attention. See what's happening. Now we know he's looking. And he even mentioned Avosasi. Avosasi can mean the wrongs done to me, but it can also mean my own perversions, my own terrible act. So that's a tshuva. You say, I know I've done bad. I know I've done wrong. But I have faith in you. And what have you heard from the enemies? Shamato cherpasam Hashem. You've heard all their insults, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that they say against the Jews, and say the Mefarshim, everything that they say against HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parshas Shelach, Parshas Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what is everybody going to say? All the nations of the world will say, God couldn't take them out. Mibilti Yecholes Hashem. You know how they blaspheme you. Kol machshavo sam aloi. I'm sorry, that was before. Shamata cherpasam Hashem kol machshavo sam aloi. Same phrase. That's why I got confused, because back in pasuk samach it said machshavo sam li. Now it says kol machshavo sam aloi. All of their plots against me. Yeah. Sif say kol mai the hegyonam. The words that come from the lips of those who assail me, kamai, those who rise up against me, and their thoughts olai kol hayom are against me all day long. But that also is a description of the world right now. Sifse kamai vehegyonom olai kol hayom. Everything they say, everything they think is about the Jew all day long. We are living rent-free in the mouths, in the words, in the thoughts of the Goyim that want nothing more than to get rid of us. That's something else. I mentioned one time not that long ago a vort from my Rav, Rabbi Tokayer, who said that's the thing about Lashon Hara. It rebounds on the person who says it, and it gives us hope that all the Lashon Hara against us right now will rebound and punish them, like Miriam when she said Lashon Hara on her level about Moshe Rabbeinu, that it rebounds on the person and makes them a leper. But Sifsai Komai Vehegyonom Olai Kol Hayom, if that doesn't describe current world politics, global the global political view, I don't know what is. Greta Thunberg? A Tzatzki teenager obsessed with Palestine? From Sweden or whatever? Autistic teenager with no zitzfleisch of any kind, but the Jew. As the old joke, there's an old Jew on a train reading Der Stürmer during the time as the Nazis are rising to power. And one of the other guys pokes him on the head and said, well, how can you read all of that? How can you read Der Stürmer, which was the filthy German newspapers by Goebbels and Goering saying terrible things about the Jews? And the old man said, look, I'm poor and I have a tough life in the shtetl. But when I read Der Stürmer, I find out that I own all of the media and I control all of the money in the world and that everything that happens in banking is about me. He says, I feel really good about the Jews when I read what the guy write about me. That's it. Shiftam v'kimasan habita. Look at their sitting down. Look at their getting up. Look at their sitting and rising. See the enemy's injustice. Ani mangin osam. I am their song. When they sing songs, look at all of the artists. 1,000 musicians signed. Bjork signed a long screed against the state of Israel and saying they don't even want their music distributed there. Mangin osam. All of their niginos are about killing the Zios and killing the Jews and everything is wrong with the Jews. Borat. Throw the Jew down the well. That's it. Which leads us to letter Tuf, the final letter in the Perek, the final letter in the Aleph Beis. Samach Dalid Tashiv Lahem Gumul Hashem Kimase Yedehem. Requite them, meet out retribution against them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the work of their hands. We're not asking for extra. Mida Keneged Mida. They were vicious and overzealous. Paro, Hitler, Nebuchadnezzar, Saddam Hussein, Ahmadinejad, Yamach Shemam, all of them. Give them back what they deserve. Titein lahem meginas lev. Give them a weakness of heart, a broken heart, a heart full of grief. The Medrash brings down Medrash Eicha. It hardened their hearts like Paro, so it'll compound and add to the punishment that they'll ultimately get. The Rambam has a whole arichos on how could Paro be punished? It's not his fault. Ah, but his heart was going there anyway in the first place. Ta'alosecha lahem. May your curse, your Allah, we've seen that a lot in Eicha, the Allah b'shvua that we talk about by the Sota, we deserve it. But let the curses be on them. Let the tochacha be on them. Maybe vengeance still leaves you with a broken heart. Maybe that's why their hearts are still broken. And the final pasuk in the Perek, Samachvav tirdof be'af esash midem mitachas shemei Hashem. Pursue them. Don't be rodef us like you were earlier in the Perek. Pursue them. Destroy them. Mitachas shemei Hashem. From under not the names, but the heavens, the Shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just galus, like we were punished, but obliteration from the earth. Not even descendants. Let no trace of them remain. And I mentioned once before that other civilizations, when they're gone for good. There's no comeback for the ancient Greeks, Persians, or Medes. That should happen to all of the Sinei Yisrael and Sinei Hashem. It's not vindictiveness. It's Mida Keneged Mida. And by the end of the Perek, the last word of the Perek is Hashem. The beginning of the Perek, we started saying Hashem is responsible for the suffering of the Gever of this Perek. But now it's the external enemies, and Hashem is guarding us and protecting us. Hashem twisted the pathways, but he will not abide twisting justice. Straighten it out. So it's interesting that the word that started off Paragimel is Ani, I. And it ends with the word Hashem. Yael Ziegler summarizes the Perek. She says, by the end of this process of introspection, the Gever has indeed found God. Where? Deep within the recesses of his own inner being. Ah. The Lahavdil, a million times, the Wizard of Oz. You had it all along. It was within you all along, Dorothy. You went through the Gansi yellow brick road. But you had the power all along. It was inside you. That's the key. The best kids' literature is the hero's journey, where the hero realizes at the end that it's his own choices and actions that can save everything. But of course, Ani Hashem, in this case, the saving is not some big military hero or Rambo saving the day. Ani, returning to Hashem, is the hero. The heroic act is to have emunah. The heroic act is to be Elie Wiesel, saying, I tried to lose my faith, but I just could not do it. Too many centuries of ancestors bringing me to this point, and I'm going to give it up? For the sake of what? like we saw in Trey Osar, like we see in Ezra Nehemiah, for the sake of intermarriage. I should give up the legacy of eternity for the sake of a Goyish wife and a comfortable existence and the name Christian Christensen? I don't think so. Ani HaGever, Shemei Hashem. That's where we get when we complete that circle of what Jewish life and Jewish existence means.